Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about whether you're allowed to use Meiser money to buy Svarim. So I have to confess, I didn't have much time to prepare, so everything's taken straight out of this handy sefer called Hilchos Meiser Ksafim.
And he has...
Did I buy it with Meiser money? Oh, you'll find out at the end. So he has a whole chapter on whether you can buy Svarim using Meiser money. So there are three basic permutations of this. Number one is if you buy Svarim for yourself and other people who also could afford it, meaning that it's not that you're so poor that you're not able to afford to buy Svarim. You're able to afford to buy Svarim, but you would rather use your Meiser money for it. Second possibility is that you buy for other people who are poor and who are unable to buy Svarim for themselves, so you help them out by buying them Svarim rather than by giving them money or food or other necessities. And then the third possibility is you buy Svarim to put in a base medrash somewhere that you're going to donate to a base medrash, so you can use Meiser money for that. So the one that's most complicated is the first one, where you want to use the Svarim yourself and you want to keep them in your own home. Are you allowed to use Meiser money for something like that? So there's a Tshuvas HaRav Rabbeinu Menachem. Who is the Rav Rabbeinu Menachem? Not sure, but he's quoted by the Shach and the Taz and the Drisha. So in this Tshuva of Rabbeinu Menachem, in Simon, the Shach quotes in Yerdei Resh Mem Tes, Sifkat and Gimel, and it's quoted in the Avas Chesed, in the Chavetz Chaim, Chelut Beis, Parak Yotes, Os Beis, that says that you're allowed to, that it's mutter to buy Svarim using Meiser money, as long as you're going to agree to lend it out to whoever wants to use it, and that's provided that you could, that's the only way you're really going to be able to buy as many Svarim as you want to buy. So you can lend it out to other people. In the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva and Simon Mem Aleph, he explains the Ma'aril in Simon Ayin Zayin, who says, no, you can't do that, because since it's a chiyuv anyway to buy Svarim, you have a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to buy Svarim, so you're not allowed to fulfill your mitzvahs with Meiser money, meaning if you have a mitzvah, you have to take an esrog, so you're not allowed to use Meiser money to buy an esrog. Meiser money is supposed to be used for things that are not otherwise a chiyuv, like to support your young children that you're chayiv to do anyway. You're not allowed to use Meiser money, so mainly you're not allowed to use Meiser money to buy Svarim, since there's a mitzvah in the Torah to buy Svarim. Really? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to buy Svarim? Well, not really, but there's a mitzvah in the Torah to write a Sefer Torah, and the Rosh famously writes that the way we're mekayim that mitzvah bizmanenu is by buying Svarim. So since it's a kiyum of that mitzvah in the Torah, so it could be that that's why one would not be allowed to do it. However, at the very end of that tshuva, the Maram writes that the Be'er Sheva writes, rather, he quotes the Maram who was Matir, and he says Vesula Midi. So that's what some of the Acharonim explained, that even though he thought, the Be'er Sheva thought, that it should be Aser, But at the end he says, but he bows to the sheet of the Maram that it's mutter to buy Svarim using Meiser money, provided that you're going to be open with the Svarim and lending them out to whoever it is that needs them. According to this Shita, you have to write on the Sefer that it is purchased with Meiser money. That's the Taz writes in Yerdei Reish Mem Tesef Katan Aleph, that even if you hold that it's mutter, it has to be indicated on the Sefer that it was purchased with Meiser money, so everybody could know that they have a right to it. And more than that, not just everybody that can know that they have a right to it, that Lachar Meiv Asrim Shana, your children are going to yarshin all of these Svarim, they should know that they have not yarshined anything, that they have not yarshined all of those Svarim, because all of those Svarim belong to the public. They don't belong to the children. And that's what it says in Orchas Rabbeinu, that the stipler used to write on his Svarim, Lakuach Mikasav Meiser, and then as life went on for the stipler, he realized that the whole heter is that everyone's going to be borrowing the Svarim and everyone's going to be using them all the time. No one was ever borrowing Svarim from the stipler, so he realized that if no one was asking him for Svarim, no one was borrowing them from him, he better stop using Meiser money to purchase Svarim. So that's what it says in Orchas Rabbeinu, that he seized that practice. So that is one Shita. The other Shita is more Machmi. The Orchas Shulchan writes in Reish Mem Tesef Yud that one is not allowed to buy Svarim with Meiser money, even if he's going to allow the Svarim to be used by everybody. And he says, because if you're going to allow that, then you could say you can buy tefillin with Meiser money, as long as if someone wants to borrow my tefillin, they can use my tefillin. I can buy a talis with Meiser money, as long as if someone wants to borrow my talis, they can use my talis. An esrog with Meiser money, and aim the davar sof, you can use everything with the Meiser money. And that's what the Marsham writes also in the name of Shittim Kvetzis and Ksubis on Daf Nun. Now, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, in Parag Zayin of Matnas Anim, in the Bir Alacha section, Derech Emuna writes that it is especially true Bizman Azay. He says, Nir Lanias Laiti, Dibizmanenu, EF Shalikno Svarim Bimos Meiser, Didafka Bizmanenu, says manam shayim at svarim. They didn't have so many svarim. Mishayilo sefer how you are called sholim menu. So it used to be if you had a sefer, everyone would come and try to get that sefer from you. Everyone would come to borrow the sefer. So it really was public property. So then you were allowed to do it as an inyan of tzedakah. But bismaneinu shenisrabu beezrus Hashem yisparach hasvarim vein derech lahashil rak liitim rechokos. Every once in a while you get a phone call. Oh, do you have this volume of tchumen or whatever? You know, and you happen to have. It's very rare. I don't know why I chose that, but you know, there it's very rare that you have they actually lend out your svarim. So it doesn't happen as frequently. Certainly, you have thousands of svarim in your library. How many of them ever get loaned out? I have in all the svarim that I have, the one that gets loaned out the most is I have a volume of Nitei Gavriel on Upsharing, and that's the one that everybody needs to borrow, the most important sefer ever written. So normally your svarim don't get lent out so much. So if the svarim don't get loaned out so much, so says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you're not going to have any such hatter. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelik Zayin from Kuf Tzadi Dalin writes that the das is not a lahachmir like the Aruch HaShulchan because people are nichshol in this, even though they buy it even with tzarech hacherim. But over time, they start to view the svarim as their own svarim, and they treat them like their own svarim, and they're not really meant for public use. So you're not allowed to do it. However, even if we're going to be machmir, we're not going to allow buying svarim with ma'isa money in the sefer tzedakah u'mishpat. Perek Hei Ha'ara Lamedalid, he suggests that as long as there's anybody that holds that you're allowed to use Maaser money to buy something, then you can at least deduct that money from your cheshbon of what you have to take Maaser from. That even if you're not allowed to use Maaser money to buy the Svarim, but if there's any tzad that you're allowed to use the Maaser money to buy the Svarim, so at least you can deduct that amount from the from your cheshbon of how much money you make. Now there are certain heterim that are agreed upon by everybody. For example, if you're buying Svarim for aniyim who are unable to buy svarim on their own, so that's what a number of the achronim, including the Avas Chesed and Perek Yotes Oz Beis, says that it's going to be mutter. The Shach in Yeridei Reshmam Tesivkan Gimel Kotzim Arshal and Adrisha in them Metshuvas Maram, like we said before, that you're allowed to buy svarim and lend them to other people. And Pesachit Tshuva quotes from a Chassam Sofer in Yeridei Reshmam Tes that according to the Maril and the Ramah, the Meiser can only go la aniyim and you're not allowed to do any other dvar mitzvah with it. So says the Avas Chesed, Al Kalpanim, if you buy the svarim for Aniyim, so then it is going Laniyim, and therefore you don't even need to rely on that tshuva that the Shach quotes, because it is going to Aniyim. Another possible heter, if you already have a lot of Svarim, and you buy extras just so that you'll be able to have a library to lend out Svarim, and you don't need those Svarim to learn for yourself, so then it's Mutal L'Chachila to buy from Maisa money. That's what it says in the Sefer Nahar Mitzrayim in Yeridea, and Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Yud, because again, it's not a Davar Shebechova, because you have what to learn from, so you don't have that rush that says it's a Davar Shebechova. It's a pure tzedakah, because you have no benefit from the Sefer itself, so whenever it's going to be a pure tzedakah, it's going to be mutter. Also, it's mutter to buy Sfarim from Maisur to donate to a base medrash, that you're actually going to keep in a base medrash, that you're not going to keep for yourself. The Achronim also say that based on the Sefer Chasidim, that if the reason you're buying the Sfarim is because there's a poor person who wrote a Sefer, and the best way to be mefarnis in bechavod is by buying a sefer, rather than you have no interest in the sefer, or maybe you have little interest in the sefer, but by buying a sefer, that's the best way to give him a little bit of tzedakah. So then you could do that, and you can use maisa money for that, because the sefer is only a hechitim, so to be able to give him the money without him having to be embarrassed about accepting the money. Now, if you buy svarim with maisa money, so some the achronim write that you're not allowed to sell it, even lil motor velisa isha. Because if you hold that you're allowed to buy a svarim with maaser money, it means that you're not the one buying the svarim, that it's svarim that now belongs to the public. So if it belongs to the public, so you're not allowed to sell it. The fact that you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah for those purposes, that's if it belongs to you. That's what Pesach Tshuva writes in Yerodeah, Simin Reish Mem Tes. There are those that write in the Sefer Derech Amuna, in the Kuntras Amatorah, Madura Beis Choveres Yeralef, they quote Ramesh Feinstein writes that it's mutter to use Meiser money to print Svarim, to put out, to publish Svarim. However, Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna quotes from the Chazon Ish not that way, that even if the Mechaber is an Ani, unless it's a Sefer that everybody really needs, which one could argue you're not allowed to write a Sefer unless you hold that it's a Sefer that everybody needs, because Zvarim Shem Sanyat Rashad Rabba. I mean, Dvar Shabbat Hedi Atarash El Kosov. But if it's a sefer that everybody really needs, maybe it would be different. But the Chazon Ish otherwise felt that a person should not use Meiser money in order to put out his own Sfarim. If you're helping an Ani publish a sefer, or you're helping someone else publish a sefer, or you're getting no personal benefit from it, it's just to put out the sefer for somebody else, that Lechora would be Mutter. Okay, we will stop there. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Yes, the answer is